For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaverman's hockey team will wrap up the first half of the season, travel to Augustana this weekend, joined by Raythan Robbins. Raythan, I want to go back to the start of the season. You and Max have been splitting all the games that he wasn't hurt. What's that been like of playing finally?
It was obviously a long time and a long 2 years, but coming into the season, I was just super excited for the opportunity. I knew the goal that we were getting with Hilty, and so to be able to split time with him, I think it's been a really good dynamic, a really good duo. I think we're both playing really well and kind of just feeds off with each other. Like, you know, you're playing one game and then the other guy's playing, so you know, it doesn't really matter if you give up a shutout or if you get a shutout or whatever it may be, the other guy's going to go. And, you know, you have that, the team has a full confidence in the other guy that they know that he's going to be ready to go and he's just prepared. So, yeah, it's been super fun and I'm enjoying it right now.
I always like to ask goalies this type of question because you have a different perspective than everyone else does in the rink or on the bench. As you've watched this offense grow, what have you noticed that's made him click here as of late?
I think our skill is really taking over, but then we're also getting really good pressure like down low and maintaining kind of a ground game, a lot of cycles and stuff, and then just kind of finding the open areas. And then, really just putting the puck in the back of the net. We got some very highly talented shooters, so if they get a little bit of daylight, then they can pick that corner, and I think that's kind of the main difference that I've been seeing this year.
I asked Tom this question a while back, and he goes, you know what, I have no idea. Give me a ballpark. How many pucks do you see in any given practice? And I realize every practice with, you know, what drills you're going to run is different, but give me a ballpark. How many pucks are you seeing in a week?
In a week, I don't know, but, yeah, it obviously changes. Like the Monday, Tuesday, it's a lot higher volume. I'd say probably close to 100 maybe around there. But then once it gets towards Wednesday, Thursday, it kind of dials back a little bit more when we start doing just system stuff for power play, penalty kill, stuff like that. But I'd say a good 75 is probably average around there, 75 to 125 probably, I'd say, is a range.
What to you is a good practice then for you? You know, I'm not talking as far as the save percentage, but when are you, and you know what, I had a pretty good day today.
I don't know, to be honest. It's just kind of a feel. You can kind of feel it. Don't really keep track of how many goals or saves, whatever, like you just said. But it's just more of kind of how you feel, and you kind of know if you had a good practice or not. I don't know. I've never really thought about that.
In games, how has your defense helped make your job easier?
A lot easier, for sure. We're limiting chances, like grade A chances and stuff like that. And then obviously the amount of block shots that we have every weekend, we sell out, and it makes my job and Hilly's job just a lot easier and makes you want to, you know, when they do make a mistake, really want to make that save for them because, you know, they've bailed you out numerous times, and it's not even just our defense, but our forwards as well are very committed to our D zone and blocking shots, and it's kind of just a whole group effort right now, and I think we're clicking really well.
I don't know if there's going to be a right or a wrong answer to this, but how much better is this team now than you were back when you guys opened up in Anchorage?
A lot better. Like the growth that we've taken in these first few months and stuff like that, it's been really cool to see. We're starting to really play Beaver hockey right now and kind of stick to our identity and what we want to do. Our defensive game has cleaned up a lot. Like, they have just the amount of chances that I'm seeing each game, it's pretty low relative to what numbers usually are. And then you could even, like, see in the shots per game and stuff like that. Like, I've had games with 11 shots. I don't think I've ever had that in my lifetime. So but that obviously presents a challenge as well. Like, when you're getting that little amount of shots, just kind of having to stay in it. So, yeah.
It's impossible for me to think about the Beavs playing at Augustana without last year's overtime winner in the playoffs. What have you noticed about Adam Flamang this year? And it certainly appears like he's found an extra gear.
Yeah, he's on a whole nother level right now. He's the heart and soul of our team. Not even just like offensively, like what he's doing is incredible right now, but I think if you watch him in the D zone, he's never cheating. He's always on the D side of the puck. You won't see him trying to cheat for offense. And I think that's a big part is, you know, he plays the right way. And when he gets his opportunities, I think he probably has the hardest shot on the team. So, yeah, he could definitely put the puck in the back of the net. And that whole line is just gelling really well together right now.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.